Toward the end of 2021, that means a few days ago, I got an automated message through Google about my status on YouTube. It's pretty amazing what they can do with artificial intelligence. Pretty amazing to me, being from the Stone Age, before I was born, before there was any internet, before there were any cell phones, before most people in England had a phone, even a, you know, one of the, you know, remember those old things? You put your, pick up the, hello, how are you? Put the phone down, dial. You actually had to dial a number, dial 9, and then wait for it to go back. Stone Age, right? Well, not exactly. So that was quite a thing to have a phone. So we're way, way ahead now. Ahead, we're making progress. Anyway, YouTube, through their whatever it is, bot or whatever, sent me a notification saying, cheers to having such loving fans. It's a time to celebrate all your hard work and the community you've built. So they're telling me that I have, actually at the time it was just under 30,000 subscribers to my channel, and now it's gone up to 30,000. So we thought we'd wait a few days for it to go up to 30,000, which we hoped, and it did. And in 2021, up to that point in time, which was late December, 9.2 million watch time minutes, 1.9 million total views. Of course, there are YouTube videos that have more than 9.2 million views for one video, whereas my watching, the time that others watch me, 9 million or so, that runs over. How many videos do I put out in a year? Probably something, I don't know, 300, something around that in the last year. So they tell me you're connecting with fans. Your top countries for channel views are 1, India, no surprise, 2, United States, 3, United Kingdom, with 10,204 comments. And they suggested that I celebrate by announcing it to all my fans. Okay, I'm doing it. Not a bad idea. Fans, not exactly. It's the whole concept of fans, some kind of hero worship or something like that. It's, and being worshipped as some kind of YouTube idol or something like this, that's not the intention. But it is gratifying that people are taking an interest, because I am trying, on behalf of and on the order of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who received the order in Parampara from Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to broadcast the message of Krishna. Bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana. We're supposed to be broad-hearted, generous, and share with others the good information that we have received. So thank you to all of you who are listening. And it is gratifying in the sense that, yeah, we want to share this, and this internet is a medium to do so. And it is gratifying that people are listening. I don't try to entertain per se. And it's not meant to be an entertainment show, but I do find Krishna consciousness and the subjects concerned with Krishna consciousness and the whole perspective enlivening. And I like to share that with others. And I like to speak on various different topics, as Srila Prabhupada said, to see the philosophy of Krishna consciousness from various angles, and to relate that timeless teachings, those timeless teachings of Bhagavad Gita, to the present situation, because after all, Bhagavad Gita itself was spoken by Lord Krishna, timeless knowledge addressing a particular topical situation. And our own Srila Prabhupada regularly did this in his writings and his talks. So to catch people's interest, not just to catch their interest, but to give a perspective from the perspective of the absolute truth on the relative situation of this world. And we don't expect to be as popular as those who are entertaining. There are all kinds of entertaining. I haven't watched or even looked for, but I can imagine there are all kinds of different kinds of dances and sports and all kinds of things on YouTube. Well, that's not my thing. Dancing, yes. Yes, very nice to dance for Krishna. But that's not the kind of dancing that is going to be attractive to huge numbers of people. And there may be so many different talks out there on YouTube also. But our interest is to give the message of Krishna. And it is gratifying that people are taking interest, surprisingly, in one sense, because there are so many things on YouTube and there are so many other things you can do than listen to philosophical talks about the Supreme Absolute Truth, especially if, as it is often seen as being something, some sectarian religion, which it's not actually, but often that will be, we can expect that many people have that impression. Speaking on various topics means we're trying to interest different people from different angles, and everyone may not be interested in the same kind of things. There are 30,000 plus subscribers, but not 30,000 people watch every talk. But it means some interest. They've seen something, you have seen something which interests you, and you're interested to see if there's more of that coming up. 10,000 plus comments in the last year. That's also gratifying. They're not all very nice, but most of them are appreciative. That helps. Thank you. We need some encouragement. We're not going to stop from lack of encouragement or discouragement. Quite often I make errors in what I say, factual errors. I was just reading something the other day. It was the endless theism versus atheism debates. And someone must be a city dweller. He wrote that, well, science deals with facts which are verifiable. Just like, for instance, it is a verifiable fact that the sun rises in the west every day. So we can predict, with in the same way science can predict that the sun will rise in the west tomorrow. Must be a city dweller in the big buildings. They never see the sunrise, or they never learn that the sunrise in the east. Or actually, from the scientific point of view, it's all relative and there's no real east or west, and the sun never rises. If we want to take the what science actually teaches us, it's only from our perspective that the sun rises. But anyway, he's writing that the sun rises in the west. So we can all have a little chuckle at that. But I, believe it or not, whoops, was that entertaining? I was too much. Don't get too dramatic here. So I also make factual errors, and someone will point it out right away. Yeah, I got that wrong. I said, okay, good. All right, fine. Anyway, thank you very much for your appreciation. It means appreciation of Srila Prabhupada. Obviously, my style of speaking is not exactly that of Srila Prabhupada, because every individual is an individual. We learn from him. Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada, for saving us from the horrible impersonalism. And if you appreciate it, you might want to share it with others. We want to share this message. I'm speaking on YouTube. I could just speak in any other medium or without broadcasting it, but broadcasting it on YouTube and Facebook, and there's WhatsApp or whatever. Facebook also, there are almost 53,000 followers and 2.7 million minutes watched in the last year. So it's going out in different ways. And you can encourage others to do so also. And if you like something, you might want to subscribe yourself. We have very important things to talk about. It's literally a matter of life and death. We're living in the world of birth and death. And Krishna consciousness means to go beyond death and to live forever. So it's more important, actually, if we say a matter of life and death, just like some people are trapped in a mine shaft and a team is working day and night to try and get them out. It's a matter of life and death. But it's more important that people hear the message of Krishna, because if they're saved from the mine shaft, they're still going to die. The body is going to die. But if they don't hear about Krishna, then they're going to die and die and die and die again and again and again. But if we hear about Krishna, then we go to Krishna. There are many others also, of course, who are speaking about Krishna. So, there are so many. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to Srila Prabhupada. His talks are, what can I say? They're just, I was just listening to yesterday to one talk. I could almost say it myself, what's coming next, because I'd heard it several times, but still it just strikes me, the freshness, the originality, the depth, the clarity. So you can listen. If you like listening to me, listen to Srila Prabhupada. It's there's no comparison, actually. So thank you to all of you for listening. To solidify the understanding of what I'm speaking about, please read Srila Prabhupada's books. If you don't have them, get them. And thank you also, it's to the whole team that's behind me. It's just like if you're on the TV, you see some people acting, but there's cinematographer and director and so many people working to get the who you don't see at all. They may come up in the credits. So there are devotees working hard to, I don't know exactly what they're doing. I hear about it, but it's all technical stuff, which it's not my forte at all. Hrishikesh Prabhu has been particularly instrumental in doing this. He had the vision. I was doing something pretty undeveloped on getting my talks on YouTube, and he's brought it up to a new level. So thanks to him. And I'm telling him now, and you can include this also, don't edit this out of the talk. That's an order from your guru. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Let us all remember Krishna. Yad kirtanam, yad smaranam, yad arhanam. By glorifying Him, by remembering Him, by praising Him, there's all auspiciousness. Hare Krishna.